You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Robbie, there he is. He puts the Brit in celebrity, Robbie Williams. Trippin' this morning, Snow FM, Simo and Jordan right here with you, just hanging out.
And Simo, it's been a big news morning for the carrot lovers of the world.
A Tasmanian gardening enthusiast has staked a claim of growing Australia's longest carrot at 1.45 metres long.
That is a whopper.
What was a 1.45 metre long carrot, Simo? Are you a carrot fan? Are you a carrot enthusiast?
I love my carrots.
If you were browsing through the supermarket and you saw a 1.45 metre long carrot, would that make its way into your admittedly large basket, as it would have to be to accommodate the carrot?
Now, that's an interesting concept, because if there were other vegetables of a similar size, all of a sudden that kind of changes things up a bit, because, you know, a bigger vegetable like a pumpkin or something that's going to last longer, because carrots, you know, they do last, I reckon, the best in the fridge.
Oh, what do you mean? So if you only have a bit of it and then leave it in the fridge?
I'm not going to finish a metre-long carrot in a day.
Not with that attitude. But so what you're saying, so if you're making something with a carrot and you have to chop the carrot in half and put the rest in the fridge for another day. I've never done it. I've never...
Like, I'd be more likely to buy the mushroom, I reckon. Because, I don't know, I reckon I'd use it more.
You just reminded me, I do have some mushrooms in the back of my fridge going off. I'd better use them at some point.
But yeah, I'd give it a crack for sure.
But Simo, do you want to find out more information about this large carrot?
Yes.
Warren Prewer obtained seeds for giant carrots from the UK. He says he wants to try and grow a bigger vegetable for next year.
If I can get to 3 metres next year, I reckon I'm doing pretty well. But hey, I'll certainly look at putting some sort of structure together to potentially grow longer than that. But yeah, if I can get to 3 metres, I reckon I've done pretty well.
The world record for the longest carrot is 6.245 metres.
What the hell?
Now... We've got a bit to unpack there.
Yeah, what's his name?
Warren Prewer. Firstly, the world...
Warren needs a hobby, but he's got one.
Well, he's got a growing massive carrots.
Someone buy him a table tennis bat racket, please.
Well, Simo, we've got a couple of things to unpack there. Number one, the world record for the biggest carrot is 6.425 metres.
Right.
Just imagine that, a carrot, which is... Now, Simo, that's the equivalent of you standing on my head, getting someone else standing on top of that, and then adding a bit more. That is a huge carrot.
Yeah, you can't carry it under doorways and stuff. That's like trying to move a couch out of a house.
I know.
It's like, pivot!
Pivot your giant carrot!
And move it around the corner.
Another thing I want to mention, so this guy, he said in that little quote there that he wants to try and grow a bigger carrot, a 3 metre carrot. Now, that's probably bigger than your backyard fence. So if you were neighbours with this guy, you would be in your backyard, you'd look at the fence and you'd just see the green top of a carrot slowly making its way higher and higher over the fence. How terrified would you be?
Very.
And lastly, and I think this may be the most terrifying thing, this guy got seeds for giant carrots from the UK.
Yeah, that's what I was...
Why did the UK... Why are they making giant carrot seeds?
Yeah.
Are the UK trying to get some army of carrots or something to invade the world? Why did the UK... Just why?
Wait, are the seeds big as well?
Like, I really hope they are. I really hope, like, the seeds the size of, like, a watermelon,
I guess,
or something.
Because the seeds would be from the giant carrots to begin with,
if the seeds are the same size as normal carrot seeds, you really don't want to get them mixed up.
It's one of those things where, you know, if you're big in certain areas, you don't want to be smaller in others.
Imagine if you get the seeds mixed up and you want to grow a giant carrot and you just get normal carrot seeds. It's like, oh, this is a bit of anticlimactic. Or the other way around, you just want to grow a normal-sized carrot and all of a sudden a 6-metre carrot pops up.
I've been checking about how many carrot soufflés we can do.
Carrot soufflé?
Yep.
Why is that the first carrot recipe you go for?
I love a good carrot soufflé.
Have you ever made a soufflé? What is this? What even is a soufflé?
I'm not sure, but it sounds cool.
Well, it's something that's got carrots in, clearly.
Well, plenty of those for Warren to get into. Is his name Warren? No,
yes.
Is this legit? All right, everyone stop. His name is Warren, right? And he is growing carrots that rabbits are really into and they live in Warrens. Is this legit?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I thought we were playing Ed Sheeran.
We were, but warrens are where rabbits live, right?
If you say so.
They do. That's a rabbit warren.
Okay, fine, fine. I'm sorry. Don't get so...
Is a hole in the ground where rabbits live. This,
what?
This bloke's growing large. I think he might be leading some kind of rabbit army in the future.
Simo, you're so enraged about this, you're starting to turn orange. You look like a carrot.
Sorry about that. Here is, speaking of a carrot top, Ed Sheeran right now.
Beautiful segue.
Simo and Jordan with you this morning.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan with you, and right now it is How Good Is That?
How good is that?
Right here, Snow FM, we've got to deal with this, Jordan. How good is it?
Yes, Simo, you can play along as well. Give us a call, 64572977. Got a couple of things, a couple of items. They may be good, they may be terrible. We have to try and work out whether they are good or not.
Yeah, and here we go for your Thursday. What are we dealing with?
Chicken salt on hot chips. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes. Oh, hell yeah. Hot
yes.
Damn, yes, absolutely.
100%.
So I don't mind the salt, plain salt either.
Mm-hmm.
I can go either way.
Mm-hmm.
I can go either way with my salts.
Okay.
Do you ever do both?
No.
No.
Surely that would be too salty.
Two at the same time?
No.
No, I did notice as well overnight there is some hot chip news.
Is there hot chip news?
Yeah.
Okay.
Potato producers in Belgium have asked people to double their consumption of hot chips.
See, this is what we need the Aussie government to be doing. ScoMo, if you're around, this is what I want to see.
Yeah, get onto it. So they want to, double the consumption of them because the potato demand has gone down during lockdown.
Okay.
And they're worried about 750,000 tons of potatoes, which are at risk of rotting, so...
I mean, as much as I love hot chips, yeah. Don't get me wrong, there are many other potato dishes that you could make.
Yeah, that's true.
So are they specifically saying make hot chips, eat hot chips, or can they... I just wanted a roast potato.
No! Yeah, well, it's... you can eat more, I think, right? Like...
It's the same amount of potato, it's just cooked in a different way.
I feel like...
But someone sliced this way, someone's mashed, someone's mixed in with other stuff.
No, that's true. How you cut a vegetable, like if you get a carrot or if you get a potato, the more times you cut it, right, and the smaller or whatever cut that it is, like a julienne salad, for instance.
All right.
Are you familiar with it?
Calm down, MasterChef. What's a julienne salad? Is that just a salad that's eaten by someone called Julian?
No, it's one that's been kind of shredded, like down to its...
So it's the way of cooking, a way of chopping up the carrot or potato. It's like it's shredded.
Yeah, the more you cut it, the less nutrients it has. Because they all escape into the air.
So while you're chopping vegetables, inhale the air.
Breathe deeply.
Only chop your vegetables in some kind of tent where you can trap the nutrients, the nutritional air, and then just breathe that in. This is a business. We should just chop carrots. And if someone's feeling a bit unwell, Jordan's nutritional air tent.
Just like a...
Come in and just inhale the air.
Jordan's...
Actually, probably now with the current climate, COVID-19, inhaling air that other people have. Maybe not the best idea.
Everyone's like, we've gone into lockdown and like not only is everyone like stuck in their homes, now they're all chopping up their vegetables in a zorb.
you're making something with the carrots. What are you cooking? Oh, no, I just wanted to breathe in the carrot air. How did we get to... We were talking about chicken salt a second ago. How are we talking about this?
Well, I've been also searching about becoming Belgian because you get to uptake your potato consumption.
Oh, so you applying for a Belgium passport?
Yeah, well, I've had a look at it this morning.
Okay, how do you become a Belgian? I mean, I'm pretty sure I know. You're just born there.
First step, it just says, how can I get a Belgian citizenship? Step one, arrive in Belgium, but that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Little bit tricky.
Simo and Jordan.
Silverchair, Straight Lines. Simo and Jordan, taking you back to school, 21 minutes on the way to your 10 o'clock.
And Simo, there's been a lot of food chat today, and I want to continue that now. Because an Aussie guy has put his own twist on the traditional Australian meat pie. I want to get your thoughts on it, because I got to be honest, I kind of think this is disgusting, but I still want to try it because it could be nice.
There's a lot of people doing odd things in the kitchen at the moment. MasterChef's got to their brain.
And well, one guy, I don't think we'll be seeing this on MasterChef, but one Aussie guy decided to make a meat pie toasted sandwich and upload the pictures to social media. They've gone viral. So what this is...
Solid concept.
I mean...
Solid concept.
Simo, would you like me to read you the recipe of how to make a meat pie toasted sandwich?
Is it easy to follow?
It is pretty much...
What do you need?
Well, I mean, it's a sandwich, let's face it. So
two bits of bread?
Yep.
All right.
A meat pie.
Nice.
And some cheese, just because... Well, you can't have a toasty without cheese.
That makes sense. Is there green? There's greens involved, surely. You've got to chuck some.
I mean, you can.
If you want.
If you really want to, you could put some spinach or something in, but yeah. It's not necessary.
Okay.
So very simple. So you get two pieces of bread, meat pie, bit of cheese, pop the other piece of bread on top, smack that bad boy in a sandwich toaster.
Yeah.
Wait a couple of minutes or so, and then out pops a wonderful meat pie toaster sandwich.
Yeah, if you think about the whole pie thing, it is really a engineering... gift to the human race, isn't it?
Okay, why?
Because I'm not a massive fan. It kind of freaks me out a little bit. That's why...
Well, you're not a fan of pies.
No, because bakeries, I always go for the sausage roll, right?
I mean, that's...
Because...
A sausage roll isn't a million miles away from a pie. It's wrapped in pastry.
It's wrapped in pastry, but there's no... gravy, liquid orientated thing going on.
Yeah, but
inside.
Surely you have some kind of sauce. You can't just have a sausage roll on its
own.
Yeah,
on the outside...
You're a weird person.
On the outside, it makes sense. You put the sauce goes with the pastry, but you think about a pie, it's kind of, it's a hidden, like what you're actually eating is encased in mystery.
Are you just the same whenever you have like a wrap or a sandwich or something?
You never know what you're going to get.
You don't know what could be inside. I ordered ham and cheese. It might be something else, cockroach sandwich.
Pies are definitely more dubious. Like, are you more trusting? Like, if you had to give a vote of confidence, let's say they were running for politics or something, and there was like a wrap or a pie.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me the state of politics in the world right now.
Yeah, that you would end up voting for
arguably
one of them.
Arguably, both would be more trustworthy than some politicians.
Which one would you find more trusting?
So what were the options? Sorry, again.
Maybe a wrap or like anything or the pie. Are you going to vote for the pie in any way, shape or form?
I'm just trying to think what... If foods like this were going to run for political parties, which parties would they be?
Yeah.
I say wrap would be the Greens.
Yeah, makes sense.
Meat pie... Oh, I don't know. Meat pie could go with a couple. But who would be more trusting? Look, okay, I don't know how, but you've managed to sway me around to your point of view.
Yeah.
But Simo, back to this. So meat pie sandwich.
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yeah. Give it a crack once, maybe.
Give it a crack once. Yeah. Never again?
No. Even then, because, I don't do pies, so it does. I'm sorry. But yeah, I'd give it one red hot crack.
And red hot is probably what it is, because if you've ever bitten into a pie, you know the gravy inside is hotter than lava.
And that's exactly my problem. The temperature in there, because it could be piping hot, could be cold, you don't know.
I don't know how you've managed to convince me of your opinion, but you have. Well done.
Simo and Jordan.
Neon Trees with Animal, Snow FM, Simo and Jordan, 8 minutes on the way to 10 o'clock, and horror films, it's a no-go for you.
Look, I mean, horror films, not my favourite genre, not going to lie.
Let us know. You can do that via Snow FM's Facebook page if you're really into them. Mel getting in touch this morning mentioning hell yeah, she's into them.
Okay, no, are you someone who likes being scared by the old films?
No way.
So what we've worked out this morning, me and you are wusses.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, why would you do it? There's enough scary stuff out there in real life, isn't there?
Okay.
There's always one, though, in the office, isn't there? Someone, busy tapping away at their computer, listening to murder podcasts, and it's just like, we can hear the shots from here. We don't need that on our day-to-day.
Sorry, when you said there's always one in the office, I thought you said there's always one horror movie. No. Which is always in every single office in the world, there's one DVD of, like, The Shining or something just lurking around.
Well, this is the real stuff. I'm talking like docos and things as well.
Okay.
You ever done those? True crime?
Oh, true crime docos and stuff like that. I don't think they're horror. Well, I don't know. Maybe they are. But I don't think, because I do them. I don't class them as horror.
So if you're a true crime fan who can handle real life stories of the world's most infamous serial killers and haunting details of the paranormal, there is a TV network that has the perfect job for you. They want you to watch them on a 24-hour binge, back to back to back.
Okay.
While you live stream the whole thing to see if you crack.
Okay.
I assume there's some waivers involved.
I mean, I maybe.
You'd have to sign something, surely, because it sounds like they're just going to try and run you out of your brain.
You have to sign for everything these days, though.
Oh, good point.
So what? So this TV company, will you get paid? Or
Yeah. You make a bit of coin as well.
Nice.
Mm, paid for your trouble.
Do you have a list of like all the documentaries and movies and stuff that
absolutely
will be watched?
Yep. Go. All right, here we go. You've got Tortured to Death, Murdering the Nanny.
I mean, I kind of know what that's about, even though I've never heard about it before. You can kind of have an educated guess.
Murder on the Internet.
Okay.
Women on Death Row. Killer in the Family.
Are there any of these titles that don't say murder, death, or killer? Is there one that just says Fluffy Bunny Rabbits?
Close. Actually, this one's pretty close to that. The Last Confessions of the Cannibal. Behind Bars. Parachute Murder Plot, which I think that could be a family comedy.
It must be tough to come up with, like, names for... So, okay, great. We've made this documentary about the murderer.
Yeah.
What should we call it? And just there must be, like, they type it into Google or some generator and go, oh, no, that one's been done.
Gone. Taken. Damn it.
The murder serial killer cannibal. Oh, no, it's gone. No, I can't do that.
All of this has been done before.
Oh, God, this is tough. This is tougher than we thought.
So, do you reckon you could crack it? How much money would you have to be making to watch 24 hours straight of these horror
docos? Oh, I would want four figures.
Four figures?
Yeah, is that being greedy?
Yeah, that is, but, you
okay
know,
if that's fine, what, just judge me. Yeah, it is, you greedy so-and-so.
If that's what it takes.
Yeah, give me $1,000.
The catch is, though, you have to listen to it with the sound on.
Ah, I was hoping I'd be able to wear headphones and a blindfold.
Katy Perry now.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.